acceptable to you. That's guaranteed. So if you or someone you know are selling their home, then make sure you call the All Pros, Sarah and Debbie. Call them direct, 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
So 5 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 66 Centerville. That's where we have the crash over to the left shoulder. But that's why we also have this heavy delay here trying to push through Manassas. Stop and go up toward the exit for 29 Centerville. That's the breakaway point. Then you're good up through to the Beltway. Just a brief delay passing Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. Now on the Beltway, Virginia, you're fine. Maryland have a stalled car, and it's stalling this commute now as you merge off of I-95 to get up toward New Hampshire Avenue. And again, with this broken down on the outer loop of the Beltway, that's in the left lane. So watch for delays now forming now coming off of I-95. I'm seeing quick delays form in the Greenbelt area. Nothing reported, but this is unusual. So if you're coming southbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, leaving Laurel and into Greenbelt before the exit for 193, that's where crews will be checking to see if something's in the roadway there. So I want to give you a heads up on that. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, quiet, 270, volume Urbana, Hyattstown. Know someone with drug or alcohol problem? Well, get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear skies. We kick off Tuesday morning. Most of us just seeing a couple of clouds. Other than that, it's blue through midday this afternoon. See a little gray sky come in and a chilly 40 degrees. Overnight tonight, mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Burke, 28 in Gaithersburg, 34 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. I'm Buell Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
All right, good morning. Coming up, Mark Scribner from the Competitive Enterprise Institute joining us this morning as the Trump administration wants to privatize a bunch of stuff. Reagan Airport? Dulles? Steve Kastenbaum will join us at 7:35 this morning. He's our correspondent in South Korea covering the Olympics. Dan Bongino will be here 8:05 this morning. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow on the economy. I'm Vince Colonnese with Mary Walter.
Should sixth grade girls at a dance, or the sixth grade dances, boys on one side, girls on the other? Well, if a boy gets up the courage to walk across that gym and ask a young lady to dance, should she have to say yes? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Yeah, a school in Utah says that what they do when they have the sixth grade dances is each student fills out a card with the names of five people they would like to dance with.
Oh, boy.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And if a boy asks a girl to dance, she has to say yes. The girls are not allowed to say yes. No.
What?
It's a voluntary dance. That's part of the deal. If you go to the dance, the girls have to say yes. And the reason they're doing it is because they want everyone to be inclusive. They want to promote inclusivity. They want, according to the spokesperson for the school district, Lane Findlay says, be respectful, be polite. We want to promote kindness. And so we want you to say yes when someone asks you to dance.
What?
888-630-9625. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate because I can see both sides to this. I can see both sides.
Can you?
I can. Because I think it takes a lot for a man, a boy, sixth grade, 50 years old, whatever it happens to be, to put yourself on the line like that to ask someone to dance in sixth grade or buy her a drink when you're older takes a lot of guts. It's not an easy thing to do.
You got to take a couple shots of Sunny D before you do that. That's a lot of courage.
So, but it does. It takes a lot of courage. So a boy is more likely to do that if he knows she's going to say yes no matter what, right? Of course he's going to do it. So in a way, I kind of get it. But on the other hand, you know what? Life is full of rejection. Sometimes you just got to learn.
Yeah.
888-630-9625. What do you think?
And it's fraught for the girl who has to give an answer. who has to, like, give a genuine answer, not the one where they're compelled to say yes. So, yeah, like, let her kind of go through the nerves of having to figure out whether or not she's going to say yes or no and why. And then she'll get a lot better at saying no once she gets a couple, you know, gets some practice in her. She's like, yeah, no, thanks. Like, or figure out a way to gracefully bow out. Like, oh, I was just running to the bathroom again. Okay, you just went. Yeah, so figure it out. That's the challenge. Sixth grade. Yeah, I mean, just imagine that. I mean, you know, having gone through it, I know what it's like. But yeah,
right.
Walking across that room asking a girl to dance with you. Also, what about the girls who don't get asked? So in a scenario where every girl has to say yes.
That's a good point.
Then you've got like the bottom of the totem pole girls who have to watch as everyone else actually gets asked. This is a guarantee situation for the fellas. For the girls, not so much.
That's a great point.
Kind of have to stand off to the side and be like, what is this system? How come no one loves me? How come no one cares about me? How come I'm not on anybody's five? They have to write five names down of people they're interested in?
Five names that they are interested in dancing with.
Yeah. So we're supposed to simultaneously teach people to be nice, and then like the girls at the bottom of the totem pole have to handle complete rejection.
Well, this was brought to everyone's attention by a mom whose daughter goes to this elementary school, and her daughter told her that, you know, about this, how she has to say yes to the boys, and she said, oh no, she said, I told my daughter, you're misunderstanding, that's not how it is. So she went and talked to the teacher, and the teacher said, yes, this is actually a rule. The teacher told me that she can't say no, she has to say yes, she has to accept. And I said, excuse me? So she went to the principal, and the principal told her the rule had been in place for a while and nobody has ever raised any concerns about it before. And so, of course, it went up the chain because of the media got a hold of this. And she says, I understand what the rule's meant to do, but teaching students that they can't say no sends the wrong message. She said, it sends a bad message to girls that they have to say yes. And it sends a bad message to boys that girls can't say no.
It sends a bad message to boys that their chances are way higher than they actually are.
Like, it does.
For the rest of your life, this is not the experience you're going to get with women, fellas. This is not, you are being poorly prepared for the real world.
Did you have dances in sixth grade? We did not. We didn't have until seventh grade. We went to junior high in seventh grade, and that's when you started to have dances.
I don't recall.
We didn't have them in sixth grade.
Although I distinctly remember the nerves. Wherever it began, the nerves were strong.
Yeah. I thought you said the nerds, and I was like, that's because you were hanging out with them.
Remember dunking the nerds? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I remember hanging out with the nerds.
The
funniest group is the headbangers. It's like the kids, like eighth grade, just like jumping all over and banging their heads into stuff. And it's just, you know, a bunch of guys with wallet chains.
We didn't have those, but I distinctly remember the gym at Hillside Middle School. And the boys were on one side and the girls were on the other. It was like a CYO dance, even though it wasn't Catholic school. And it took a lot of guts for a boy. And a guy would start to go across the gym, and it was almost like the music stopped. And everybody just watched to see, was he going to live or die?
The walk of shame happens before the dance,
exactly.
Is what you're saying.
It's so true. But we didn't do that, like I said, until seventh grade. We didn't have it in sixth grade. And I think sometimes there's a little bit. A good reason for that. I think
also,
you can have
like, which song do you pick? Like, do you pick like some sort of high speed song? Are you doing the Dougie, or are you like, or are you saving it for like the slow dance?
Yeah,
that's the pro move there.
Yeah. Well, the mom recommended that the principal send out a permission slip detailing the instructions that have been given to the students, and he agreed. But as of right now, the rule still remains in place. So again, I can see the upside to this, and I can see the downside to this, because it also gives the girls a way out if she accepts a dance from a guy who's socially not on the ladder. Because when that's happening, you and your little sixth grade brain calculate, what is this going to do to my standing on the social ladder? Is this guy, like, if he's below me on the social ladder, it's not happening. If he's above me or my equal, then I'm okay with it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You think that's just a sixth grade thing?
Oh, no. That's when you start to learn these things. This is when your brain learns how to calculate that stuff right away.
It's incredible.
It is, but...
And also, how much tactical distance do you maintain from the other person? In sixth grade, how much room for the Holy Spirit is there?
I was just going to say, enough room for the
for
the Holy Spirit. Let's quickly, in 30 seconds here, get Tony and Gainesville in. Tony, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. We got 30 seconds here, Tony.
All right. So I used to go dancing salsa all the time, 3-4 nights a week for like 10 years. You get rejected a lot as a man. So any boy out there who thinks he's not, and even girls who might like you, will reject you. But I also turned it around and said, girls can ask you to dance, and I always told myself I will never turn anybody down who asks you to dance because I know what it feels like. And I don't understand why they aren't teaching the girls to go out. If they're the bottom of the totem pole, as you say, hey, they can go ask the boys, too.
That's true.
Say yes, right?
Hey, we're in the 2000s, right? The girls can go ask the boys. So
I've been asked to dance many, many a time. But you know, it goes both ways, and it does feel terrible when you are turned down, and there's no real reason, and you actually can dance. So,
but I can dance. I can dance, Tony. Thank you.
So at least cook up a pretext. Figure out a fake reason. Just like, yes, sorry, I have 11 toes.
Yeah. I also had been turned down one time by a girl. And then, so on purpose, I went and got a friend of mine, and we danced really, really, really well in front of her. And yes. What did she do? She asked me to dance.
That's it.
There you go.
The ticket to that is to find a really hot friend to do it with.
All right, Tony, thank you so much. It's 6:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. You remember those dances, right, Jamie?
I do, and I was going to say, ha-ha. He came up with the solution. That guy, that was good. All right, here we go. Around the Beltway, Maryland stalled car, outer loop right near New Hampshire Avenue. And that's why coming south now, we're back out of Calverton on 95. So just get ready as you're coming south of the ICC. You see those brake lights ahead. Slow go to get past the broken down safely before that can get over to the shoulder, please. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, was stacking up back near 197, heading into Greenbelt before you get to the exit for 193. It was broken down on the George Washington Parkway. And oh boy, yep, that's really slowing us now. Southbound GW Parkway, if you're heading to the 14th Street Bridge, right at the exit that would take you on that far right exit that curves around to get you onto the 14th Street Bridge. That's where one's broken down, so everyone's kind of swerving around that. That's again southbound GW Parkway. 66, two items. First, we're slow through Manassas to Centerville, crash on the shoulder. There's still a lot going on there. Then a broken down after 50 Fair Oaks as you come up to 123. A lot of broken downs this morning. Take care of your cars. And now let's take it from GarageDoorRepair.com and take a look at WMAL's Weather Channel forecast.
Today, we're going to start out with a sunny day. It's going to become cloudy during the afternoon with a high around 40. Tonight, considerable cloudiness, a low of 34. And then tomorrow again, just like today, a considerably cloudy but warmer with a high of 56 in mid-February. 56 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, 34 at 617 on WMAL.
All right, the head of the country's largest Jewish civil rights organization, the Anti-Defamation League, is now going after three Democratic congressmen for what they say is anti-Semitism, saying that the details released over the last week have been extremely disturbing. Democratic Representatives Keith Ellison of Minnesota, Andre Carson of Indiana, and Gregory Meeks of New York. And this is because in 2013, they attended a private dinner that included two of the following people: Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. Louis Farrakhan and Hassan Rouhani sitting at a dinner with Keith Ellison, Andre Carson, and Greg Meeks, these three congressmen. The details coming out this past week, they were originally published in The Final Call, which is Louis Farrakhan's Nation of Islam paper. So the photo was published, and that was a couple years ago. But it just turns out that their web presence isn't very strong. You kind of have to get the print edition of The Final Call. it's a limited run. So it didn't end up getting published until last week. And I believe the Wall Street Journal located it. And this is not going over well with the ADL. Based on what we know, it's extremely disturbing that Democratic representatives or members of any political group would attend a session hosted by hate mongers, said Jonathan Greenblatt, the CEO of the ADL. Yes, there may have been many people there, but the presence of Louis Farrakhan should have been a red flag. He's an unrepentant anti-Semite who has said Jews are satanic and responsible for 9/11.
Wow.
The three Democrats, of course, owe an explanation to their constituents, he added. And he also, we should note, you know, Keith Ellison, he's the vice chair of the Democratic National Committee. This is a man with power. Mm-hmm. This is a man who is one of the leaders of the Democratic Party. And the uncomfortable position that they're now in is figuring out how to navigate this. He has prior tried to distance himself from Louis Farrakhan in an op-ed, but it has not succeeded. Because he's maintained this relationship. This sounds very similar to what former President Obama did with Jeremiah Wright, even after his pastor, even after He distanced himself in public from Jeremiah Wright. He was seen at events again together with Jeremiah Wright, celebrating the man, calling out to him in the crowd. So this is, but now this is an issue for a currently elected official, Keith Ellison, as well as the other congressmen who are involved.
Well, and Farrakhan is also racist. Farrakhan calls white people the white devil. He believes that white people are subhumans created by an ancient African scientist. He has praised Adolf Hitler. Now, being anti-Semite is not necessarily a game changer or a career ender for you anymore. It's just not. I don't think it is in this country. I think that there's a certain amount of that is accepted.
I mean, not if you're a conservative.
No, if you're a conservative, right, but he's not. Ellison is
whoever that whack job is that keeps trying to run against Paul Ryan is like a pretty explicit anti-Semite, and nobody wants any piece of him.
Yes, this is very true. But and I say that sadly because I think that that should not be tolerated. I have a big problem with it. But he's a racist, flat out racist. But again, he's racist against white people. So a certain amount of that we know and we see is tolerated in this country. 621 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. Adele Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
All right, I want to tell you something. You know, Valentine's Day is literally tomorrow. It's literally tomorrow. And I'm willing to bet that there are some people right now going, wow, it's tomorrow. So what you have to do, you have to go to proflowers.com and bail yourself out. Mm-hmm, get out of it. You can get yourself a beautiful Valentine's bouquet. Or if you want to send a plant, maybe something not as commitment, you know, as much of a commitment as a dozen roses, they have beautiful flowers. And for wonderful prices, look, a lot of these prices are marked down. You can get some big savings. You can upgrade with a vase or some delicious treats as well. Go to proflowers.com and check it out. Now, if you choose something that is worth $29 or more, you can save 20% right now. You just have to go and do it because it's tomorrow. So hurry and order today to get 20% off your purchase of $29 or more. All you do is go to proflowers.com right now. Use my code Walter in the special codes box at checkout. All right. So it's WALTER. It's a special code. You just type that in there and you're going to automatically save 20%. That's proflowers.com and the code is Walter. Do it now.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us. Or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com, that's ricedelman.com, or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK, that's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Tom, what do you like best about this job?
I like to see the look on people's faces when they see the difference we made.
Describe that difference.
We make places feel big
and clean.
We give people a fresh start,
a do-over,
a brand new day
with birds singing and everything.
And what do we say to people?
All you have to do is point.
Whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
This is David Muir with ABC's World News Tonight. You live in a very special place for news, where your local news is world news. And you can trust our team to cover it all and get the day's latest breaking news straight to you when you get home tonight. First, ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Followed by us here at ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30. Together, going straight to the heart of the story, no matter if it's next door or nations away. ABC 7 News at 6, followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30. On your side, tonight.
It's 6:25. That means it's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Top of the morning to you. Update is now sponsored by the Tax Doctor. Now 395 coming off the Beltway. Still pretty decent trip here through Landmark, Shirlington. Volume now on the approach to the inbound 14th Street Bridge. What is affected with this crash is coming from the southbound side of the George Washington Parkway, the ramp that merges onto the 14th Street Bridge. We still have the right half of that ramp. Looks like a lot of help at the scene now. Looks like Aero Board is also there. So squeezing by slowly on that exit ramp. Thus, the southbound GW Parkway delays on the approach to the 14th Street Bridge. Now for 66, we've got two separate problems. First, the crash still in place, but over to the shoulder in Centerville. So eastbound, we're bogged down trying to push out of Manassas to 29 Centerville. I'm seeing some bailout traffic heading through the battlefield on 29, so that takes a bit of a hit there. On the trip beyond on 66, it was initially reported as a stalled car, but now a crash in the left lane, unfortunately. So eastbound before you get to 123 after 50, stay to the right to get by. Now for 270, it's been about the volume, Urbana-Hyattstown. Another slow stretch where I started this commute here is going to be merging onto the outer loop of the top side of the Beltway, broken down at near New Hampshire Avenue along the left side. Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Well, call the Tax Doctor to settle tax debt for less. 800-542-9112. That's 800-542-9112. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear skies. We kick off Tuesday morning. Most of us just seeing a couple of clouds. Other than that, it's blue through midday this afternoon. See a little gray sky come in and a chilly 40 degrees. Overnight tonight, mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 34 degrees at 627 on WMAL. The Republicans are apparently floating the idea of a gas tax increase to pay for infrastructure. Talking a lot about infrastructure. The tax has not been raised since 1993. And they're saying, well, it may be time in order to do that. 80% of the money does go towards that infrastructure, with 20% going towards transportation like Amtrak and trains and things along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've heard people say for a long time, you know, the fare tax, consumption taxes is a better way to do a system. It should be the better way. It shouldn't be in addition to. You want to raise the gas tax? Lower the other ones. But the word we got out of the White House this week is they're paying for infrastructure through spending cuts, not through new taxes.
We'll see. We'll see. With the Republicans open to it, you never know. It's 627 on WMAL.
It's Larry O'Connor, and I've got my friend and coworker JJ with me.
Hello, Larry.
So we've both gotten healthy with the MP Winnerty weight loss, and now you're down to...
I've lost 50 pounds in about 3.5 months.
That's phenomenal.
Thanks. And they asked me at my last weigh-in, what have you gained now that you've lost all that weight? And the answer is, honestly, myself. I got myself back.
Wow.
Because, you know, my metabolism, it had slowed down. I'd accepted myself as this overweight guy who couldn't change. But the truth is, EMP 180 has given me back the me that I always knew was there.
That makes me so happy to hear.
I appreciate that. So if you're out there, maybe you've tried other plans and given up. Maybe you kicked off the new year at the gym and now, you know, not so much. Do what I did. Call EMP 180. It is not too late to get yourself back.
Yep, and do what I did. Call EMP 180. EMP 180, it's in Tyson's Corner. Now Marylanders can visit the Rockville office. On the web at emp180weightloss.com. Or call 855-888-0180. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
And coming up, up on WMAL. Well, it seems that Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley and Senator Lindsey Graham sent a letter to Susan Rice and her lawyers because they have some questions for her. We'll tell you what they want to know. It's 6:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Senate is beginning its work on immigration.
President Trump proposing a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants in exchange for $25 billion for border security, including his long-promised wall. A Republican bill's already been put forward encompassing those guidelines, plus sharp cuts to family-based migration, an end to the diversity lottery program, and enhanced enforcement powers for federal authorities. It's expected to be one of several amendments the Senate will consider this week.
Correspondent Omar Jimenez. The Trump administration has proposed a new FBI headquarters on the site of the existing one, and part of the plan includes shipping thousands of FBI agents to other parts of the country, which D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton doesn't think is wise.
There's a strong presumption in favor of consolidation of federal facilities so that they can be as close to one another as possible. And the last thing you do is break up headquarters and send it all around the country.
Norton is on the committee that would hear the proposal. She says she doubts it'll ever see the light of day. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton also says she plans to fight to keep full funding for the D.C. tuition assistance program. The president wants to cut all federal funding to that program, which helps D.C. residents attend college elsewhere. A coalition of state attorneys general, including those from Maryland and D.C., is urging the Commerce Department not to add a question about citizenship to the 2020 census. They say that could lower participation among immigrants and cause a population undercount. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,601, the Nasdaq at 69,82. Sports sponsored by your local Nissan dealers. The Caps take on the Jets in Winnipeg tonight. The Wizards have one more night off. College basketball, Howard wins. And the Orioles pitchers and catchers report today. Nationals tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is a can't-miss event. Get to the Nissan Now sales event for big savings on the technology of tomorrow available today. Now's the best time to save big on Rogue and their entire lineup. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan dealer. It's time for an upgrade. Get to Nissan now.
The news is out, and as the economy continues to improve, the Fed has made it clear that interest rate increases are imminent in the next year. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you may be thinking these rate increases have nothing to do with you. But mark my words, the Fed's increase in rates will impact every person with a car loan, credit cards, furniture loan, line of credit, and of course, a mortgage. With the future of home interest tax deductibility questionable and rate increases on the horizon, you can't afford to wait. We offer purchase, refinance, debt consolidation, and elimination of PMI. We're the fastest growing local Christian mortgage company for a reason, and we'll guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
Chris Plant here. You know, we hear a lot about fake news, but when it comes to online dating, the real problem is fake views. Fake people with fake profiles trying to fake you out. If you're looking for a real connection, it's time to get real with It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is real people teaming with real matchmakers to plan real dates between people with real chemistry. With Valentine's Day fresh in everyone's mind, this time of year can be a real bummer. Do dating better this year with It's Just Lunch. Don't be controlled by some faceless algorithm app. You deserve a real matchmaker who really gets to know you and what you're looking for. Give it a try. Call or text my friends at IJL right now at 202-466-6699. That's a real matchmaker and a real number. Remember, It's Just Lunch is easy, totally professional, and it's been working for more than 25 years. It's Just Lunch, the right person, the right place, quick and easy, face-to-face. 202-466-6699.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When you're talking about a major improvement to your home, and a new furnace would certainly qualify, you want that decision to stand the test of time. Maybe that's why they call it the test of time. You either pass or fail. Hi, this is Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air. And you've heard me say it before, the most important day in the life of your home comfort system is the day that it's installed. It's a matter of having the right system for your size of house, sure, but it's just as important that you have the right company installing it. You don't want to play comfort roulette with some company, trusting your family's comfort and safety to the new guy. At Snell, I set the bar really high with who I'm willing to hire, and then I train them like crazy. Cost a lot of money to train our guys, but we want them to be the best trained in the area. And when you've got all that, you've got a company that's easy to put your faith in. That's why we're called the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Delays continue to grow out of the Laurel area. Coming southbound before we even get to 197. Watch for the brake lights. So passing 198 up ahead. The stop and go continues again down to a greenbelt before the exit for 193. That's where Park Police tell me they have the broken down out of the travel lanes, but we're not improving. So we may still have a lane at least crowded prior to the Beltway. So southbound BW Parkway, extra time needed. Now, if you're taking 95 down to the Beltway, just south of the ICC, that volume merging onto the outer loop past New Hampshire Avenue, now around to George Avenue. We had a broken down near New Hampshire Avenue. And it must be the thing of the morning. Another broken down was in the Burtonsville area, southbound on 29 after 198. Now, for 270, it's just been about the volume. Urbana, Hyattstown, and now as we push in toward Germantown. Two things on 66. First, the crash eastbound as you come up to the exit for 29 Centerville. That's still along the left shoulder with big delays through there. You get a little bit of a break and then you'll hit the slowdowns again right near the Fairfax County Parkway off and on toward 123 for the incidents in the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some clouds otherwise clear this morning, mostly cloudy by sometime this afternoon, 40 degrees. Considerably cloudy tonight, 34. Colder suburbs, considerably cloudy and milder tomorrow, 56. A cloudy and near 70 or above on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Chantilly, 26 in Kensington, 34 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning, Tuesday morning, 6:37 here on WMAL. Joining us at 7:05, Mark Scribner from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. We'll discuss the president floating the idea of the federal government divesting of certain, I guess, utilities in a way almost, roads, airports, Tennessee Valley Authority, some of them right here in our area. At 7:35, it's our correspondent from the Olympics, Steve Kostenbaum. At 8:05, Dan Bongino. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonese.
In the waning minutes before President Trump took office, Susan Rice, the former national security advisor, sent herself an email that is now a part of government records. And it's an important one. It's an unusual one. And it's one that Senators Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham are now asking questions about. That email, again, sent to herself, documented what she thought was President Barack Obama's guidance at a high-level meeting about how law enforcement should investigate Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The meeting she memorialized happened 15 days prior. She sent this email on the 20th. She finally got around to writing her notes on the 20th after the meeting had happened on the 5th of January. Pretty wild stuff. Now, the key here is that she notes, and this is the way that you're going to be able to, I guess, this is the out, assuming there's something nefarious going on here. In the email, she wrote, President Obama began the conversation by stressing his continued commitment to ensuring that every aspect of this issue is handled by the intelligence and law enforcement communities by the book. The president stressed that he is not asking about, initiating, or instructing anything from a law enforcement perspective. He reiterated that our law enforcement team needs to proceed as it normally would by the book, she repeats. So basically an email to herself declaring that the Obama administration was handling everything on the up and up. The January 5th meeting, including not only the president and not only Susan Rice, but also FBI Director James Comey, then Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, and also Vice President Joe Biden were all involved in this meeting. And she's, again, memorializing it. And there was more conversation about the president's guidance on sharing sensitive information with the Russians and the Trump administration. Rice wrote, this is according to Fox's write-up of this, that Obama said, quote, he wants to be sure that as we engage with the incoming team, we are mindful to ascertain if there's any reason that we cannot share information fully as it relates to Russia. So some conversations about withholding information from the Trump team, conversations about insisting that they're everything that they're doing on the up and up. And this is essential for any number of reasons, up to and including the fact that Republicans are now asking sincere questions about whether or not the investigative process, the judicial system, was corrupted in any way by politics going into this inauguration day, happening during the 2016 election.
Now, let me ask you a question, and I don't know if you know the answer to this. Didn't James Comey also write memos to himself after he had his meetings with President Trump, right?
Yes, he did.
So this seems to be a theme, writing something to a memo to yourself. And I think, I'm not 100% sure, I believe he decided to do that after he had several conversations.
After
he
his first meeting.
Oh, it was after the first meeting. Okay,
yes,
that was
he
my
insisted
question.
After his first meeting with the president, he said, at that moment, I can't remember his language, but something, he was suspicious of Trump, and he decided he needed to start taking notes of these conversations.
It almost seems as if they knew there was going to be, since they didn't win, they knew there was going to be some kind of investigation going on here. That's a lot of this stuff was going to be made public, that the Republicans were going to be able to go through a lot of these records. So we'll just leave these things that make it look like we were really, you know, we're kind of cleaning up our mess. But you're right. Why write it on the 20th if the meeting happened? Is that what you would do? The 20th was inauguration day.
Yeah.
So one of the last things she did before Obama left office was write this email to herself.
And the question now is she sending herself an alibi?
Well, that's what it looks like. Right. I mean, I'm not, you know, an investigator here, but
Lindsey Graham has questions though, and he's in a position to see this. By the way, all of the contents of her email are not publicly known. Some of the contents are classified. Here's Senator Graham.
What brought on that conversation on January the 5th? They knew they were going to be out of power just in days. They sent an email trail showing the president was instructing everybody doing it by the book. And when you look at what happened, it was an abuse of power, not by the book. So this is really odd.
And Lindsey Graham, remember, he was one of the first to point out that the Steele dossier was used in inappropriate ways for seeking FISA warrants against Trump campaign officials. Judge Napolitano, also on Fox, with some questions about this email.
This is probably an effort by Susan Rice to reconstruct history, to make Barack Obama appear as though he was ignorant of the fray fomented by his administration.
Yeah, absolutely. She put in this email as well. The president asked Comey to inform him if anything changes in the next few weeks that should affect how we share classified information with the incoming team. Comey said he would. So everything's on the up and up. We're sharing. If there's any problems, you let me know.
She has until February 22nd. To answer questions about this email and why she sent it to herself at 6:43 here on WMAL.
Retiring soon? Already retired? You don't want to miss the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
And we're going to talk to Dan Bongino about that very subject at 8:05 this morning. You know, do you have missing or damaged teeth that can keep you from eating the foods you love, affect your job and your relationships, and every aspect of your life? You know, no matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist, though, there is an answer to this. The Cascade Center for Dental Health can help you. They have an incredible staff, exactly the environment you need, no criticism and no judgment. What sets them apart at Cascades? It's absolutely their experience, because Dr. Ruparelli is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the D.C. area. And he works with professionalism and a deep care. He's a great guy. I really recommend that you get to know him. Cascades can perform your procedure in one office with one doctor, in many cases in just one day, and they save you so much time and money, exactly what you want from a dental procedure. You know, the Cascade Center also offers that incredible 10-year guarantee on their work. That's how much they trust it. You owe it to yourself to see Cascade's many success stories. Go to CascadesDental.com, click down to the videos, take a look at each of the people making testimonials about all of the great services and treatments that they've had, and then call them at 866-25-SLEEP. 866-25-SLEEP.
Here's an idea for a vacation that's special this year. It's Chris Plant inviting you to join me on a luxurious 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome, August 4th on the luxurious all-suite and all-inclusive Regent Seven Seas Voyager. We'll be visiting the Croatian cities of Split and incredible Dubrovnik, Durres in Albania, the Greek island of Corfu, Sicily, and then on to Sorrento, Italy. It's a great value because included in our special all-inclusive WMAL pricing is free beverages throughout the ship. Select wine, beer, premium spirits, and soft drinks. Free shore excursions, free Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities. Plus, we'll have some get-togethers, too. Join me on this trip of a lifetime. Call the Travel Store at 800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540. Or log on to WMAL.com/cruise.
645. That means it's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it means it's time to get rid of all the delays. Oh, just being wishful, hopeful. But we do have a couple problems. Extra volume on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway because of one stalled southbound and Greenbelt. It's going to be just before the exit for 193. And I know you're sitting in the backups, almost back to 198. So as you're coming south of 32 and you're buzzing along, just be cautious. You'll hit the brake lights up ahead between 198 and 197, and that pretty much takes you the whole way down through to the Beltway, so be prepared. On to Burtonsville, also broken down. Southbound on 29, south of 198. That's causing delays, and then you get a little break through Fairland, White Oak, seeing some of that volume now heading in toward Four Corners. The stalled on the Beltway, Outer Loop, New Hampshire Avenue is now cleared, but now the delays are from 95 and around to George Avenue, so you know. Now heading into town, haven't had any problems this morning through Riverdale and Chevrolet, just the delays forming with the rush hour. Same story with the freeway each direction. No problems reported there. 66, two accidents. One eastbound at 29th Centerville on the shoulder. The second one as you pass 50 toward 123. That was along the left side as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing to see high pressure sit over the top of us, keeping us dry and sunny through this morning. Some clouds will start to come in this afternoon, especially later, at a chilly 40 degrees. Quite a few clouds tonight, 34. Outside the Beltway, a little colder. And then milder weather on the southwest flow tomorrow, 56. Thursday, cloudy, highs low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 34 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
All right. You should know, IHOP serves pancakes. I don't know if you know that. The International House of Pancakes serves them. And they're trying to remind people, when you order omelets, they come with pancakes. Everything comes with pancakes at IHOP. One of the reasons I like the place. I don't know how when the last time you were at an IHOP was, but the last time I was, which is literally every last time I've ever been there, I don't ever get to the pancakes. Because I'm so full of consuming whatever it is that I ended up ordering, that the pancakes, as much as I want to, the chicken fried steak kind of satisfied me. You know, Mike McKay celebrating, a fist in the air. He's so excited about the chicken fried steak. I love those.
Yeah, no, I'm a big pancake fan, not so much a chicken fried steak fan. Sorry. I love pancakes. I do. So when I go to IHOP, you know the one thing I loved about IHOP is, and I haven't been to one in years, but they had the different flavors of syrup.
Yes.
The boysenberry, the blueberry, the maple syrup, and then I guess the traditional, they have the four, they always had four different flavors of syrup. Strawberry.
I almost want to sing the national anthem,
right?
As you're
strawberry,
saying this.
Strawberry, boysenberry, I guess a blueberry, I remember, but there's four, and I remember as a kid trying to save enough of your pancakes you could have each one of the syrups.
Yeah. So anyway, IHOP, in the midst of, you know, reminding people in their
Let's
ad campaigns that you still get pancakes even when you order an omelet. So
we're hitting IHOP after the show.
Try as you might to avoid the pancakes, you still get pancakes. The media is going crazy. NPR, the federally funded NPR, speaking of which, Trump going after that, reviving a month-old study that global warming could lead to the demise of maple syrup. We could lose maple syrup entirely thanks to global warming. There's a lot of fear-mongering about the existence of maple syrup disappearing because the University of Michigan study that NPR cited examined more than 1,000 trees in special federally funded test sites set up to see how human nitrogen emissions affect maple tree growth. Researchers then took that data and they extrapolated it about 80 years and found that the entire planet explodes. Oh, I'm sorry. No, just that.
Oh, good. I'll be
just
dead.
Just that maple syrup will go extinct. So more on that. If it's anything like an Al Gore prediction, we will have a surplus of maple syrup in 80 years.
More than enough for all my pancakes. 649 on WMAL.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Hey, it's Mary with a delightful Valentine's Day tip. Direct Jewelry Outlet. Now, this is not your typical retail jewelry store. There is no marble floor. There's no expensive chandelier. But you are going to be impressed by DJO's breathtaking jewelry at phenomenal prices. And you'll be impressed by their unparalleled customer service. There's never any pressure from commission salespeople. Their only focus is your satisfaction. Guys, trust me, you want to make an impression. Candy doesn't last, but jewelry is forever. And side note to you ladies, you may just want to check this out for yourself. DJO's reputation is so good that for 5 years in a row, Angie's List has given them their Super Service Award. So make this Valentine's Day one that your love will never forget at Direct Jewelry Outlet. No matter your budget, DJO helps love shine. For hours and location, visit DJO.com. That's DJO.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi, Mary. Good morning. Stocks are coming off a big day. The Dow was up more than 400 points yesterday, but we've got a flip for futures at the moment. The Dow is indicated to drop about 180 points at the open this morning. Feels like another bumpy week for investors. We'll see. Markets are all lower in Europe right now. They closed mostly higher in Asia. Crude oil is down below $59 a barrel. That's where it was around Christmas time, and you could see prices going down at the pump in the next week or two. Walgreens has reportedly made a takeover approach for AmerisourceBergen. Walgreens already owns a part of that company. The drug wholesaler's shares are up 12% in pre-market trading right now. Xerox shareholders, including Carl Icahn, are strongly criticizing the printer and copier maker's plan to sell itself to Japan's Fujifilm. They say the deal dramatically undervalues Xerox. There is a little bit of a push on social media to get the Starbucks pink cherry blossom drink in D.C. locations right now. It's only in Japan. Fat Tuesday deals and Mardi Gras parties today at restaurants and bars around town to drum up business on a normally slower day of the week. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
So if I told you you could get a great night's sleep and it could cost you less than a dollar a night, would you be in? Would you at least check it out? Because you should, because that can happen. You can save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. They make Tempur-Pedic more affordable. They have mattresses that start at just $22 a month. That is less than a dollar a night for a phenomenal night's sleep. For a limited time, save up to $1,400 on popular brands. And you can take advantage of their free adjustable base upgrade or get a free box spring with select purchases. All you have to do, go to sleephappens.com to find a location near you and then head on over to Mattress Warehouse. You try out the BedMatch system. With BedMatch, you will spend about 3 minutes, no more than 3 minutes, on a computerized mattress that's going to figure out your weight distribution and how you sleep. And then they're going to narrow down all those mattress choices to the 5 to 6 that are best for you. So you don't have to spend hours going from mattress to mattress to mattress to find the best one. A right mattress is a phenomenal investment in your health. Visit sleephappens.com to be matched with the right mattress for you at Mattress Warehouse. 6:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, some of our problem spots, well, in addition to the morning rush hour, the volume to the Wilson Bridge, building before 210, but it's exiting to go north on 295, heading up toward the Naval Research Lab. We have a report of a crash right in that stretch. Crews are on their way. You might already see some of that activity. Again, 295 north near Blue Plains. The broken down costing a lot of extra time here for this trip on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the broken down into Greenbelt before you get to the exit for 193. That's just before the Beltway. A caller saying about 45 minutes sitting in those delays coming out of Laurel. If you take 95 south, your delay south of the ICC, just that heavy stop and go to get onto the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway with our typical volume heading through Silver Spring. 270, Urbana, Hyattstown, and now off and on and through Germantown and Rockville, seeing some of those delays forming. 66, we've been struggling a bit here, but we've had this long-standing crash over to the shore. Shoulder, eastbound 66 in Centerville, and then one was after 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks over to the left as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather continues as we move through today. Brief little cool down, then very mild air coming in as we look ahead toward midweek and beyond. We may hit 70 degrees, maybe in record territory by Thursday. Some clouds otherwise clear this morning, mostly cloudy by sometime this afternoon, 40 degrees. Considerably cloudy tonight, 34. Colder suburbs, considerably cloudy and milder tomorrow, 56. And cloudy and near 70 or above on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 34 degrees at 8:57. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by the National Confectioners Association.
Consumers want easy-to-find calorie information and plenty of choices when enjoying their favorite treats. That's why America's chocolate and candy companies are providing consumers with more options in smaller pack sizes with front-of-pack calorie labels. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
All right, the Olympics are ongoing in Pyeongchang. But that's the important distinction here for this story. They're in Pyeongchang. Chicago affiliate, television affiliate WLS, it's an ABC station, was talking about the Olympics this week. And they had a news anchor talking. And just imagine this news anchor as he's speaking. Over his shoulders, a graphic. And on the graphic, a picture of mountains, the ABC 7 logo. And instead of the words Pyeongchang 2018, it says PF Chang 2018. Yes, the Asian-inspired restaurant chain, PF Chang's. PF Chang 2018 is what the graphic says. Here he is speaking.
Another sign that North and South Korea are working on their diplomatic relationship. Kim Jong-un invited South Korea's president to his country during a meeting overnight. Kim Jong-un's sister extended the official invite when she met with South Korea's president and other leaders with hopes of smoothing out some long-standing tensions.
It's just a very serious broadcast. And they're like rubbing your eyes. They're like, does that say PF Chang?
That's hilarious.
So how does that happen exactly?
So funny.
One wonders, how does a professional news broadcast end up with P.F. Chang up on the... Is this somebody, like, an act of rebellion? Is someone quitting? Is this their moment in the sun? No. It was apparently satirical. What had happened was, this was a real news broadcast. Obviously, it sounded like one. That aired Monday. On Friday, there was a satirical broadcast that their sports anchor ran, and he was asking for people to submit ideas for Olympic sports as, like, jokes, and he used P.F. Chang 2018 on the screen. And even the Olympic rings, if you look at them, there's only four, not five, in them.
Yeah.
So it was clearly meant to be a joke. The graphics department, though, pulled the wrong graphic, so P.F. Chang's it was featured. And we've got Steve Kastenbaum coming up, who's not at P.F. Chang's this morning. At 7:35, he will be broadcasting not with a lettuce wrap in hand. I mean, potentially. But he will be broadcasting from South Korea. It's the kind of access we have here at WMAL.
We should get his opinion on the whole P.F. Chang thing.
The lettuce wraps are...
They are. I have to give them credit for the... It's like going to Olive Garden for the salad and breadsticks.
I was embarrassed the first time I ordered a lettuce wrap there, and then I ate them. I love them.
They are really good. Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Mark Scribner coming up at 7:05 to talk to him about the president's floating the idea of divesting of some assets, some properties, some of them in this area.
And did you see the Obama's new portraits? The ones that came out yesterday? The ones that will memorialize them forever? I don't know if I would have made the same decision. We'll litigate it. Thanks a lot. 7 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. As the Senate opens debate on immigration, President Trump is tweeting this morning. He says, quote, negotiations on DACA have begun. Republicans want to make a deal, and Democrats say they want to make a deal. Wouldn't it be great if we could finally, after so many years, solve the DACA puzzle? This will be our last chance. There will never be another opportunity. March 5th, unquote. That last is a reference to the date the president has set as the expiration of DACA without congressional action to keep it alive. Team USA's third gold medal at the 2018 Olympics came on the snowboard halfpipe. 17-year-old Chloe Kim wowed the crowd with spectacular, flawless tricks out on the course. She told Westwood One Sports.
Even if it was with a gold medal, I didn't want to go home knowing that I could have done better. So when I landed, I was so excited, and now I feel so much more satisfied, and I'm so much more proud.
At the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics, Norway remains in the lead overall with 9 medals. Germany, Netherlands, and Canada each have 7. Team USA has 6, including 3 gold, a silver, and 2 bronze. The Trump administration wants to build a new FBI headquarters where the current one stands and disperse a couple thousand agents to other buildings across the country.
The new plan calls for tearing down the crumbling Hoover Building on Pennsylvania Avenue and putting up a new FBI HQ, but it'll house a few thousand fewer workers because the Trump administration wants to put them in other facilities in West Virginia, Alabama, and Idaho.
The president's proposal is deader on arrival than most are.
D.C. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton says the trend has been to consolidate the federal workforce, so spreading it out here doesn't make sense.
Well, I don't even see that it saves any money.
Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly calls it an immense waste of time and resources over the last 5 years, as the region had worked on finding a new home for the agency somewhere in the D.C. suburbs. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County authorities are looking for answers in the death of a 17-year-old high school athlete who died over the weekend, 2 weeks after getting into a fight. Doctors say the death of 17-year-old Tyler Terry may have been the result of a pre-existing heart condition. Terry was a senior at Quince Orchard High School, preparing to play football next year at Monmouth College in New Jersey. Chances are you've either had the flu or you know someone who has. But are there now signs that the flu may have peaked? Mary Anderson is with the Montgomery County Health Department.
We have seen continuing increase in the number of visits. They're down a little bit from what they were maybe 2 weeks ago, but they're certainly still in the range of we've got a lot of people who aren't feeling well.
And health officials say it is still not too late to get a flu shot. Self-driving cars may soon get real road testing in D.C. Steve Moore is executive director of the Southwest Business Improvement District.
We'd like to put notice out to everybody who's manufacturing driverless vehicles that we would love to test the concepts on this one street in Southwest that connects the National Mall to the Main Avenue Fish Market.
Mayor Muriel Bowser set up an interagency working group now to prepare the district for autonomous vehicle technologies. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 24,601, the NASDAQ at 69.82. Sports, college basketball, a win for Howard. NHL, the Caps are in Winnipeg tonight. NBA, the Wizards are off till tomorrow. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Living dangerously can be a thrill, but waiting until the last minute to purchase her Valentine's Day gift? That is playing with fire. Guys, you've only got one day to make this happen, so do it right and win Valentine's Day with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, 1-800-Flowers has amazing offers on beautiful bouquets starting at just $29.99. There's still time to have a bouquet delivered on Valentine's Day, but you've got to get moving. With an amazing selection of sweets, treats, and bouquets, 1-800-Flowers has everything you need for Valentine's. And she'll never guess how great a deal you scored. Valentine's Day bouquets starting at just $29.99 is an amazing offer, but you only have one day left. Make sure you lock in this offer, only good while supplies last. To order beautiful and vibrant Valentine's bouquets starting at just $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio icon and enter the code Larry. Valentine's Day is tomorrow, so order today and save at 1-800-Flowers.com, code Larry.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your time.